بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقل رب زدني علما، صدق الله العظيم. Respected علماء كرام، my dear elders, brothers, mothers and sisters, on behalf of our Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhum and the staff, Asatida and students of our Madrasa Riyadhul Ulum, I would like to extend a warm welcome to everyone to our annual Khatme Bukhari Jalsa. We have gathered here today to witness the completion of this great book, which was compiled by Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, Imam Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh, he started the compilation of this book of hadith at the age of 23 in the year 216 Hijri, which is now going back to more than 1,000 years. And in the space of 16 years, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh, he brought this book to completion. And thereafter, for the rest of his life, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, he taught this book for approximately 23 years. The student of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Firabri, mentions that 90,000 people studied Sahihul Bukhari by Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi himself. 90,000 people in his own lifetime studied this book of Sahihul Bukhari. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted it such acceptance that very few books in history have received such acceptance. This was due to the ikhlas, the sincerity, the taqwa, the piety of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. An Arab poet, he says, أَخُلْ إِلْمِ حَيٌّ خَالِدٌ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ وَأَوْصَالُهُ تَحْتَ التُّرَابِ رَمِيمُ أخو الجهل ميت وهو ماش على الثرى يظن من الأحياء وهو عديم أخو العلم حي خالد بعد موته. The man of knowledge, he is alive even after passing away. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, more than 1,000 years have passed. He was living in the 3rd Islamic century. Today we are in the 15th Islamic century. So many years have passed, but Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, he is still alive today. Wa awsaluhu tahta turabi ramimu. Though his bone and body may have perished, if we were to open the grave of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, maybe he will not be there. Maybe Allah has preserved his body. But his name and his legacy is living today. And then he says, wa akhul jahli, the man who is ignorant, the one who does not possess the knowledge of deen, maytun wa huwa mashin ala thara, he is a walking dead person. So he may be alive, he may be walking, he may be talking, he may be sitting, he may be standing, he may be driving, he may be earning money, he may even have a status from a worldly perspective, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is dead. Why? Because he is not fulfilling the function of his creation. He is not living his life in the light of the knowledge of deen. So he is being alive or being dead, it is the same. Just like a watch, if you take the battery out of a watch, wearing the watch or not wearing the watch is the same. We will say that this watch is useless. It is existing, it is there, it is on my wrist, but if we cannot tell the time, it is not fulfilling its function. Wa akhul jahli, the one who does not have ilm, then, despite being alive, he is a dead person. يُظَنُّ مِنَ الْأَحْيَاءِ وَهُوَ عَدِيمُ. The whole world thinks he is alive, but in fact he is dead. These students of ours who are graduating today from the Alim course, who are completing Sahihul Bukhari of our Madrasa Riyadhul Ulum, Riyadhul Salihat, there is also a lesson for them in this. That if they continue the work that they have started in the Madrasa, and follow the footsteps of our aslaf and our akabir, then inshallah they will also remain alive, because Allah has put us on this path and made us Join this Jamaat of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, the great muhaddithin, the great mufassirin, the great fuqaha. We have an opportunity to make a legacy, to make a name up for ourselves. We may leave this world, but our name can remain. For some people, the legacy is greater. Some people leave a silent legacy. Maybe people do not recall their names through their students, the students of their students, through their people who perform salah behind them, people whose tarbiyah they do, their legacy remains within this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He accept these students who are completing Sahih al-Bukhari today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take work and service of deen from them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them a means of bringing happiness to their teachers, in particular to our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah, and allow them to continue serving this deen, staying on this path. The parents of these students, they should also feel happiness that we have, our child has joined this jama'at, and he can leave, our child leaving a legacy is a legacy for us. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, whatever he has done, whatever he has left behind, this is for him, and it will continue for his parents and those who came before him. So inshaAllah, we will be witnessing the completion of Sahih Bukhari, and I request everyone that let us renew our intentions. We are in the Majlis of Ilm, a very blessed Majlis, so we should always maintain the adab and the etiquette of such a gathering. We should make the intention of acquiring knowledge, make the intention of being in good company. There are many ulama here, mashayikh here, students of knowledge. Inshallah, this will have a positive effect on us. And whatever we hear during the jalsa, whatever we listen, we inshallah open our hearts to it and try to take it home with us so that we can implement it in our lives. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah.